You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
We're back, everyone. Joe and Mike, buildassetsonline.com. Is it possible to run a high-ticket dropshipping store in the most competitive niches out there? Is there anything that's far too saturated? Mike, whenever I hear a question like this, it makes me think of the second store that we had that we're going to be revealing to our members and doing a breakdown of, like, you know, how we came up with it, the process of choosing the products. We're going to be really going deep with that inside of our membership. But it always reminds me of one of the product lines that we sold on that store, where the brand, if you go in on Google Shopping, there were sometimes where you'd see 50 sellers, 100 sellers. It had a crazy, crazy amount of competition, but that didn't stop us from making a few sales. You know, the margins were good, and it didn't stop us from making a few sales, you know, every month and, you know, adding like $500, $600 to the store's bottom line.
Yeah, this idea of saturation around dropshipping itself or a particular niche, I think is just BS. Why? You go and sell Samsung TVs, yeah, that's probably going to be saturated. But there's probably TV brands out there that Best Buy isn't selling, you know, all these companies aren't selling. And you can go and you could be one of, you know, a few sellers online that has them. Even in the most saturated of industries, with saturation means there's a lot of demand.
Right.
With demand, that means there's a lot of long tail keywords.
Right.
With that, there's probably a lot of different variations of things. And so even on the topic of TVs, I guarantee you, if you search something like, what are they, the curved TVs, there's probably so many stupid variations of TVs out there and these like luxury, not that well-known brands that you can acquire and successfully sell TVs.
Well, I don't know if we should. You could drop ship TVs that easily.
If it was a drop shippable industry, yeah. I'm just making the point that even amongst the highest of competition and amongst, you know, some of the most competitive products, there are little hidden products that you can sell.
You might be totally right about the fact that there might be some TV brands that you could drop ship. I actually wouldn't doubt that because my wife was looking at some sort of like art display TV where it looks like a piece of art, but it's actually a TV.
There you go.
So I'm sure there's stuff like that out there, but you know, when you think, I'm not 100% sure, but like when you think of a Samsung TV, like that's not something you're gonna drop ship.
Yeah, that's just the most extreme example. And I mean, we've sold things like there's things like ice makers and things like freezers and stuff that we've sold ourselves, and maybe it wasn't the best thing, but we didn't really go that deep into it, but we were able to make sales with it. Even our first store we ever made, there was super high cost per click, really competitive, but the margins were good and we were able to make sales. And so we've gone into so many saturated niches and we've always been able to find our way because of our unique strategy to pivoting and finding those hidden product types within the saturated industry.
Right. And it's important to know that if you're selling in a high demand, high saturation thing, it's probably not going to be like a game changing product line for your store. This thing we're talking about that made a couple hundred dollars a month extra for our store, you know, I'll kind of recap the process a bit. So the one good thing about the supplier is that they were very organized. They were very good, probably because they had so many dropshipping dealers that it was like the biggest CSV import I've ever done to Shopify. I remember importing like 2,000 products via CSV, and it was all different variations of like a singular product. Not like variations, it wasn't like a different color, but like different shapes and sizes and things like that. And, you know, we just uploaded these 2,000 products, let the ads run low, and then we would get these sales, you know, a couple of them every month. The margins were good. The supplier was fast. And, you know, we're not making or breaking our store on this, but it added some to the bottom line and added to the sellable value of the store. So
nothing to sneeze at.
No.
those types of things can inform you of like, okay, maybe this product I shouldn't do, or I shouldn't like go super aggressive on, but maybe there's this product that's related to it. And now you find this totally right. new subset of suppliers and products that no one else is doing. Right. And so it's all just part of creating this store. And like you said, Joe, I mean, even in the grand scheme of selling an asset, even $500 a month, you get 40x on that because it's piled on with, you know, a bunch right. of other products and stuff. What is that? 500 times 40?
Exactly. So
$20,000.
I think it's more important than thinking about it as something too competitive, whatever. Think about building your catalog, being a store that when a user hits it, they want to be able to find exactly what they're looking for and maybe find more things that they weren't looking for. You know, when they're in the market for something and you have a wide range of things and the customer service to support it, that's where you want to be.
So in summary, don't worry about one particular niche being saturated. Worry about one particular supplier being saturated. And even if you have that supplier, you can then find other suppliers, find other super related niches to go into, and you will find the little nuggets of gold.
All right. I got to sneeze. BuildAssetsOnline.com/playbook. Learn how we build our online asset portfolio.
Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.